USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's unprovoked war against Ukraine worsens, even as Russia announced a ceasefire starting Monday morning and the opening of humanitarian corridors in several areas. Its armed forces continued to bomb Ukrainian cities, with rockets hitting residential buildings. Two other ceasefire agreements in recent days were broken when Russian forces lobbed bombs on the fleeing civilians.
We will not forgive the shooting of unarmed people, the destruction of our infrastructure. We will not forgive hundreds and hundreds of victims, thousands and thousands of sufferings. Instead of forgiveness, there will be a day of judgment.
President Zelensky, translated by Sky News. A long line of huge semi-rigs, recreational vehicles, and cars are circling Washington, D.C. this morning, pledging a week of traffic disruptions around the U.S. Capitol, demanding an end to all coronavirus pandemic-related restrictions by the Biden administration. USA Radio News.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
She does not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Authorities apprehended an armed suspect after at least two intruders gained access to Joint Base Andrews on Sunday night, soon after Vice President Kamala Harris and the second gentleman left the base on Marine 2. The breach appeared to be one of the most serious such incidents at the Maryland base in recent years. The second suspect is still at large. An investigation into Give, Send, Go's hack is moving forward.
Heather Wilson and Jacob Wells, two of the founders of the crowdfunding company Give, Send, Go, said there will be an investigation into the hack that occurred in February of the company's website that targeted the Canadian Trucker Freedom Convoy's 2022 fundraiser. The two telling the Epoch Times they have forensic teams figuring out how in the world this could happen. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For more information, please visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Credit cards issued by Russian banks using the Visa and MasterCard payment system will stop functioning in Russia after March 9th. Russia's central bank said on Sunday their lenders would look to use China's UnionPay system instead. Russian-issued MasterCard and Visa cards would be accepted within Russia until they expire. Anastasia Lapetina is a reporter from Kyiv Independent. She tells CNN the terrorism on the Ukrainian people by Russian forces will not have Vladimir Putin's desired effect.
I honestly don't see the impact that I think Russia is going for, because of course they're doing this to spread mass panic. But what we instead have is more and more Ukrainians incredibly angry and feeling anger of a large scale, which pushes them to resist Russia even more. So I think their plans are failing. And of course it's a tragedy to see what's happening. It's a tragedy to see green corridors and humanitarian efforts fail again and again because of Russian shelling, Russian bombardments. But I don't think that they will win. And frankly, I don't see anyone who thinks that they will win. And the Ukrainian people will never have the mass panic that they're going for, and they will never give up.
With up to 4 inches of snow expected through early Monday, Chicago area drivers are urged to use caution ahead of what could possibly be a messy Monday morning commute. According to the National Weather Service, accumulated snowfall will deliver an inch of snow per hour falling overnight. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.